Good morning, Atlanta. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, we're going to hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
This is Paige.
Paige. Good morning, Paige. How can we help you?
What's going on? Good morning, man. So, you know, man, me and my girl, we've been together for about 2 years. You know, we coming up on our 2-year anniversary this weekend. You feel me? And, like, man, she ain't been home in the past 2 days, and she ain't answering my phone calls to try to figure out, man, what the hell going on.
You think she changed her mind?
I don't think she changed her mind because I don't know. And we live together, but like I said, man, she ain't been home.
You know what? Was she talking marriage or something? Because, you know, sometimes when we get to that 2 years, we want more of a commitment, maybe a ring, something. Have y'all been discussing any of that? Maybe she left because she like, you ain't stepping up.
She'll throw little hints, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it ain't really been, like, a topic of discussion.
So, let's backtrack for a second, okay? What did your last argument entail?
Man, it was so stupid. Like, she got mad at me because I ain't put the dishes in the dishwasher.
Oh, okay. So, you actually clueless. You really feel like you don't know any reason she could have possibly left and not come back home.
Nah, I don't know, man. I don't do nothing, man. I go to work. I come home. Like, I'm faithful. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with her. Like, why she
What's her name?
Her name is Joy.
Joy. And what's your name again?
Paige.
Okay, so, Paige, this is what we're going to do. We're going to turn the page and see if we can find some joy for your pain, all right? Don't say nothing.
Appreciate that.
You did. Don't say nothing till we cue you in, Paige.
Okay.
This is the worst type of situation when they're not giving you type of insight on, because we don't know how to approach it.
I'm thinking maybe it's commitment stuff. You know, the girl's probably like, you know, we've been together 2 years. I'm living with you. Like, what are we doing? Are we getting married? Are we starting a family? What's going on? Because she said she had been dropping hints.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I speak with Joy, please?
This is Joy.
Hey, Joy. You got a minute to talk?
Who is this?
This is Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, shout out, and Shamia Morton sitting in for more quick.
Okay. Talk about what?
Okay. Are you in a rush this morning?
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay. So listen, we got a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. This is a morning radio show, by the way, and you're the topic of discussion. Have you been dating anyone here recently? Are you currently in a relationship? Better yet, how about that?
I'm not currently in a relationship, but I've been dating.
Okay, who have you been dating?
I've been dating this girl named Paige.
Oh, okay. Well, good. This is a good start for us. Paige is the one who actually called us about you, and she said that, of course, you guys are in a relationship, and that I think she said something.
No, we are not in a relationship.
She said y'all are in a relationship and have been for 2 years.
And say that you guys live together and you have not been home in a few days.
It's true that I haven't been home in a few days because we are not together.
Have you told her that, though?
She should know, though. I haven't been home in 2 days.
Well, why'd you leave home?
Because she a hoe. She knows. She already know. I don't even understand why she calling.
How'd she hold herself?
Yeah.
So I went to go grocery shopping. I went to put the groceries in her trunk, and I see this bag. So I open the bag because it looks like an overnight bag. So I'm like, okay, she hasn't been anywhere. Why does she have an overnight bag?
Right.
So I go in the bag, and I see just all kinds of shit. I see lube. I see dildos.
What?
Everything. Like, just so.
And this ain't stuff y'all haven't used. You guys haven't used that together?
No. So I'm trying to figure out why did she have that.
Was it a fresh or a used pair of panties in there?
It was a fresh pair.
Were these her panties or panties of somebody else? Were the sizes?
They were panties that I've never seen before. So she don't even wear panties.
So you never confronted her about this, apparently, because she is not aware.
No, I never confronted her because what is there to confront?
Okay, well, Joy, we got Paige on the line, sweetheart.
Damn, Joy, so you just went through my car. You didn't even ask me what was going on. You just assume I'm going to cheat on you? After 2 years, you just going to make that assumption without even asking me?
Okay, so what's the bad for then, Paige? If you wasn't cheating,
well,
you don't wear
first of all, our 2-year anniversary is coming up. So I got you a room at the W, and I had the bag on the bag of my, I had the bag in my trunk so that I can keep it away from you so you wouldn't see it so I could surprise you on our anniversary.
Aww.
And you
that, like, for real, Joy?
You been spraying
it? Ain't tell me you seen it. I would have told you what the f*** going on.
So, oh, wow.
Well, you already know how I am about stuff like that. You can't just have that going around. You already know how I am.
It was a surprise for you, babe. Like, I can't believe you tricked
Have y'all
like,
had issues with Joy? Have you guys had issues with infidelity in the past?
No, we never have. She's just very flirtatious.
I've never cheated on her.
So. I believe her. The question is, though.
Joy, can you see it in your heart? To
open up your heart.
To open up your heart.
Ass back home.
And take your ass back home.
That's my baby. I didn't want to leave her, but I'm not going for no type of.
Wow.
Man, you should have asked me, man. Stop assuming. You should have just said something.
Okay, well, next time, I'll say something.
On behalf of 1-800-INJURED-THE-BATHUNE, we're going to hook y'all up with $100, man. Atlanta, y'all got to call us up about this one, man. I'm a little 50-50 on this one, man. I don't know what to believe. But, hey, y'all can chime in. 443-520-945. Let's talk about this second date update. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. This Street's 94.5.